The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, August 2, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla arrived in Venezuela on Monday to strengthen the comprehensive cooperation agreement signed between both governments in October 2000. Upon his arrival at the Simón Bolívar International Airport in Maiquetía, Rodriguez was received by Deputy Foreign Minister for the Caribbean, Raúl Licausi. During his stay in the Bolivarian nation, the foreign minister will exchange with high-ranking officials of various sectors of bilateral interest. In recent statements, President Nicolás Maduro praised the willingness of both governments to move on the foundation and strengthen cooperation ties, adjusted to the present international situation. Cuba reported today that 60 people with COVID-19 were detected, 9 patients are in intensive care, and no one died as a result of the disease in the last few hours. Of the 419 active cases in the archipelago, 410 have a stable clinical course, while 9 patients are treated in intensive care, 1 in critical condition and 8 in serious condition. With the 88 clinical discharges granted, the total recovered amounted to 1,099,254, and since the start of the pandemic year in March 2020, 1,108,261 cases were reported. According to the official report, there are no deaths on the day as a result of the pandemic, and the total number of deaths remains at 8,529. Women and men from Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Mexico, Panama, Peru, and the Dominican Republic on Monday were part of the 27th Latin American and Caribbean Brigade, a voluntary work in solidarity with Cuba. Such a solidarity brigade, made up of 80 people, was established on Monday at the Julio Antonio Mella International Camp, located in the western province of Artemisa. The brigade members will be deeply involved through August 14 in productive work in order to express their strong support for the Cuban people. They will also pay a visit to economic, historical, and cultural centers and will participate in a solidarity meeting for the 96th anniversary of the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro's birth. After being the Solidarity Brigade established, Fernando González, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, heaped praise on the resumption of these solidarity groups' activities suspended for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the international agenda, we have that former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will participate this Tuesday in the public act Let's Go Together for Brazil, scheduled to take place in Campina Grande Municipality, Paraíba State, as part of his electoral campaign. Sources close to the leader of the Workers' Party, PT, for the October election stated that Lula will attend the event in the People's Park at 15 hours local time, along with Veneciano Vital, senator and pre-candidate for the state government, and former governor Ricardo Coutinho, pre-aspirant to the Senate. The former governor makes this visit after almost 5 years. In 2017, he visited the locality during a caravan through the northeastern region. According to the tour program, the former president will be in Teresina, capital of Piauí State, and Wednesday, accompanied by former socialist governor Geraldo Alckmin, vice president in the elective duo. For almost a year, the former mechanic has been touring the regions of the country to talk to the people and strengthen Let's Go for Brazil, the unprecedented alliance of 7 progressive parties that supports the PT elective duo. To date, Lula leads all opinion polls for the next election, in which ultra-right president Jair Bolsonaro intends a re-election. Meanwhile, a restructured school year until next December restarted in Panama after almost a month of strike by the teachers' union in protest against the high cost of living. When signing the document the day before at the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, with which they committed to put an end to the strike and return to the classrooms as from Tuesday, with the exception of areas of difficult access, the teachers' organization specified the ways to recover the academic contents. MEDUCA and the Panamanian Institute of Special Qualifications stated that they will not take reprisals against the personnel who participated in the demonstrations. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorday, also ratified that in order to comply with some 22 agreements reached in conversations in the province of Kokkul between various popular organizations and the government, a technical follow-up table for educational matters will be set up on August 13. Among these agreements is the location of 5.5% of the gross domestic product for the sector in the 2023 budget, while for the 2024 fiscal year, the government committed to allocate 6%. We are going to the classrooms to assist our students, Fernando Abrego, Secretary General of the Teachers Association and one of the leaders of the work strike, said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.